Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that I pray that I'm not so nervous, for one thing. I pray that our worship would be pleasing you this morning, Lord. I pray that our minds and our hearts would be fixed on you, and that our worship through communion would have you smile. So, please open your Bibles with me to Matthew 26. And while you're opening your Bibles, let me ask you a couple questions. So what's communion all about? You know, why do we take communion, and why do we take the bread, and why do we take the cup? We're going to talk about that for a few minutes this morning. So let's go to our text, and verse 26 of Matthew 26 reads as follows, and we're going to do the first three verses there. While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." So, first question is, why do we take communion? That's pretty easy. Because Jesus commands us to. He says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And we need to remember that this is a command. He doesn't ask us to, he doesn't encourage us to, but he commands us to, that we are to take communion. But why blood, or I'm sorry, why bread and why juice? Let's talk about that for a couple minutes so we understand a little bit better about what we're doing. I feel like that it is easier to understand communion if we understand the Passover. Now, Jesus and his disciples were in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. God Almighty had commanded the children of Israel to do this annually. On the 14th day of Nisan, and Nisan is the first month of the Jewish calendar, the Passover would be celebrated. The following day, on the 15th of Nisan, the Jews would start the seven-day celebration of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. The Feast of Unleavened Bread was exactly as its title is describes, and that's where our bread comes from that we enjoy this morning. The Jews were commanded to go 7 days without leaven. Now that would mean that the bread they would eat would be without leaven, or as we know it today, yeast. God rescued them quickly, and they didn't have time to wait. They couldn't wait for the bread to rise. Exodus 12:39 says this, "They baked the dough which they had brought out of Egypt into cakes of unleavened bread, for it had not become leavened since they were driven out of Egypt and could not delay." Bread without leaven would make it flat and crunchy like a cracker. That's why Jesus broke bread. He didn't slice it and he didn't pull it apart as we would do today. So let's read verse 26 from our text, which reads, "While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat. This is my body.'" The breaking of bread symbolizes Jesus' body being broken. It is significant because Jesus' body was broken for you and I. In fact, the book of Isaiah is a little more descriptive and says that Jesus' body was crushed, and he states this two different times in the 53rd chapter. When we take bread this morning and we crush it between our teeth, let us remember that Jesus' body being crushed for you and I. Now let's talk about the cup for a minute, or the juice. Let's go back to our text and read verses 27 and 28. "When he had taken a cup and given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, 'Drink from it, all of you.'" And I want you to key in on this. "For this is my blood of the covenant." Okay, I want you to remember that. "For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Men and women, it's very important that if we understand, it's very important that we understand the role that blood plays in our redemption. God says, okay, now God says this, that the only payment for sin is blood. Hebrews 9:22 says, "And without shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness." And when you read a verse like this, Why? Well, why, God? I think if we look at Genesis 9, it will help us understand why we drink the cup and remember Jesus' blood, and why the shedding, without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. And you don't need to turn your Bibles there. I'm going to read three verses, but it comes from chapter 9 in Genesis, verses 3 through 5. And this is the story of Noah. God makes a covenant with Noah. And when Noah and his family and all the animals had exited the ark, God said this to Noah. He said, Noah, every moving thing that is alive shall be food for you. I give all to you as I gave the green plant. So up until this time, God had given the green plant. But now he expands this. And now he's given meat for food. But eating meat with food comes with a very severe restriction. And we'll read on. Only you shall not eat flesh with its life, that is, its blood. So God has given us meat, but he forbids us to take the blood. And here's the reason why. Next verse says, surely I will require your lifeblood. From every beast I will require it. From every man, from every man's brother, I will require the life of man. The whole Bible hinges on this text right here. God describes blood here as life. Life belongs to Almighty God. Lifeblood belongs to Almighty God. And is will be required from all of us. When the Israelites celebrated the Passover, it was required that the Passover lamb be slaughtered and blood spilled as a reminder that God or death passed over the Jews and spared them from the death of all their firstborn the night they were delivered from captivity. Jesus is described in 1 Corinthians 5:7 as our Passover lamb. So now Jesus has become, if we're believers, has become our Passover lamb. And if Jesus was to redeem us or pay for our sins, his blood had to be spilled. That is why he said in our text today, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Now Jesus is our Passover and death passes over us. Loved one, there's no need to ever celebrate the Passover ever again. It has been replaced with communion. If we are saved, our blood now is not required of us because Jesus, our Passover lamb, paid that debt for us. You see, the Jews celebrated Passover as a reminder that God had delivered them from the slavery of the Egyptians. Communion, being much more powerful than the Passover ever was, reminds us that Jesus has rescued us from the slavery of sin. Never again will life be sacrificed or blood spilled for the payment of sin. 1 Peter 3:18 says, for Christ also died for sins once for all, the just for the unjust. Now listen, so that he might bring us to God. This is a wonderful verse. Jesus wants to bring us to God. But let me be very clear. This does not happen if you have not come to Christ in repentance and faith. There is no other way to the Father but through Christ. And we pray here at Grace Bible Church that today would be your day of salvation. We pray that today you give your heart to that perfect Passover lamb, Jesus Christ. And let me address one more thing before we take communion. Believer, if you are not repenting from a sin in your life, you need to come before God and confess that and repent. It is unacceptable to the Lord to come to the communion table and give this to him as an act of worship and mix that with sin. Don't do that. Repent and come before him with a clean heart. But also, believer, it's unacceptable that if you have a sin that you're not repenting of and you say, well, you know, I think I'll just pass the elements by this morning because I'm not ready to repent of that sin. That's also unacceptable. So repent and come. So as we believers partake in communion and you crush the bread between your teeth, remember that Christ's body was crushed for you. And when you take the cup, remember, believer, that Christ shed his blood for you and now your lifeblood is not required of you. So if you don't believe this stuff, just pass the elements by and don't take communion this morning. But if you have any questions at all, please talk to me or one of the elders or someone after the service. and the men will now come in service with communion, and you may take it on your own.